I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak told ABC News today that he would like to step down, but in an interview with ABC correspondent Christian Amanpour, Mubarak said he feared chaos if he resigned now. His comments came after another day of violence in Cairo. Sporadic gunfire in Tahrir Square earlier today as Mubarak supporters continued to clash with opponents of the regime. There are reports that at least 10 people have died in the violence, with hundreds more injured. Also today, Mubarak's new vice president appeared on state television to announce that neither the president nor his son would stand for election in September. It was the first official indication that Gamal Mubarak would not succeed his father. That would have been huge news a week ago, but Egypt is not the same country it was even a few days ago. The World's Matthew Bell is in Cairo monitoring events for us. Besides that announcement, Matthew, from the vice president, Egypt's prime minister also spoke on state TV and had some noteworthy comments today.
That's right. The brand new prime minister, Ahmed Shafik, held a news conference, and he apologized for the violence yesterday. He said it wouldn't happen again, and then he repeatedly said that the government would find those responsible and punish them.
There was also word today that the country's most organized opposition group, the Muslim Brotherhood, has been invited to meet with the government as part of a national dialogue. Is that announcement going to appease anti-government protesters?
I think this move is really about tomorrow, Marco. There are huge demonstrations planned again for Friday, which is the Muslim Day of Prayer. The Brotherhood has taken more and more of a role in these demonstrations. I think this offer by the government could be an attempt to pull the Brotherhood, which is very organized, away from the other demonstrators, if you will, sort of a divide and conquer kind of a strategy.
Well, things are tenuous today for journalists in the streets of Cairo. We'll hear more about that in a bit. But you were out today, Matthew, and talking to demonstrators. Let's hear your report.
After a long night of violent clashes in Tahrir Square, the place looked and felt like a war zone. At a makeshift medical center in the square, a demonstrator who was in the middle of clashes last night described what she saw.
We were surrounded from the four sides of the square. They came bringing already stones, swords, knives, any kind of weapon you can imagine, and even guns, gun machine. So we didn't expect to see that.
She said after about 3 a.m., things got really violent, so she left the battle zone to help with the wounded. Another medical volunteer said it was a bloody night.
We see a lot of injuries, cut wounds, we see contusions, we see broken bones. After gunshots, we got internal hemorrhage. People from Qasr Aini Hospital, a friend of mine told me that they have people with internal hemorrhage with all kinds of injuries.
Out in the square, the atmosphere was tense. The Egyptian military had formed a cordon around the square. Demonstrators prepared for more street fighting. They set up barricades and piled up stones in key places in case they had to retreat. I talked with a group of men outside a mosque, some of them bandaged up from last night's melee, and they told me they would stay and fight until President Mubarak leaves.
Justice has to take place.
Someone told me just now that getting freedom will be painful.
Yeah. And when we have dictator, this takes place.
So 30 days is not that much.
30 days is not that much.
Yeah. For sure.
You want something, do something.
If you want something, do something.
We believe so.
By profession, Amjad Haykal is a judge, but early this morning he walked into Tahrir Square and joined anti-government demonstrators.
I came, there was stone throwing from that bridge for an hour. And they captured one from us, and we captured one from them. He was a police officer from the secret police officers.
That's something the demonstrators were keen to talk about today. They've been saying that yesterday's attack on the square was orchestrated by the Egyptian government and that former police and security agents took part. But not everyone I talked with today supported the demonstrations. Some of last night's fighting took place right outside this woman's building. Now, she said, she wants the demonstrators to go home.
These kids don't know what famine is. They don't know what's to be hungry. They don't know anything for the last 30 years. One young girl once said, oh, we are starving. I said, you have your cell phone. How many pair of shoes do you have? do you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? She said, of course. I said, you cannot be hungry. They don't know nothing. They are just the, I call them the PlayStation generation. They are not aware of lots of things.
A sample there of those who don't support the anti-Mubarak protests. Matthew Bell in Cairo is back on the line with us. Matthew, we're also hearing that supporters of President Mubarak are targeting foreign journalists. Some reporters apparently have been beaten, others detained. How free are you to walk around Cairo and interview people?
I got out and about a bit today and spent some time walking around the square, and I didn't have any serious trouble, Marco, but I could feel, you know, I was getting some dirty looks. At one point I was interviewing someone and a guy came up and started accusing me of being an Israeli and told people not to talk to me. Another time this guy came up to me and took my picture with his cell phone and asked me what my name was, which was a bit unsettling. I also just talked to another journalist who's staying at another hotel and said that they've actually been barricaded in. They're not letting any journalists in or out of the building.
A tense situation for sure. The World's Matthew Bell with the latest from Cairo. Matthew, stay safe. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Marco.